Now we can say good morning. It is October the 10th. Can you believe it, Tish? October the
10th. I know, it's amazing.
And the shout out this morning, your guest co-host, that silhouette you see is in fact Tish. Calvin's down at the meeting. And all the best on that meeting.
Indeed. So,
today on Happy Monday, which is traditionally, I guess traditionally is the wrong word, but maybe there's another word. I don't know. We talk about refreshing the routine. So I was looking into things I'm going to do different. And one of the social channels that I'm looking into more and more is Pinterest. And so today the focus is primarily on Pinterest. And the first question today on Pinterest is, what are rich pins? That is to say, if you've done a Pinterest pin, what do you have to do to make it be a rich pin? Well, there's six types of rich pins. There's an app, of course, movie, recipe, article, product, or place.
I like all those.
Well, being that we deal with articles, blog posts, the show notes, if you will. So I said, well, how do I do a rich pin? How can I get that? So you go into, and it'll be in the show notes. If you go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, it'll have that note there for you in that little graphic right down there.
That's right.
And it shows you that there's three things that the Pinterest validator looks for in order to grant you rich pin status. Okay. There's open graph tags and there's two other ones. And if I'd have been smart, I'd have wrote those down. I wouldn't have to remember.
It's
what they
okay.
Are. But I don't remember. So we'll just have to point you at the show notes and go and look that up. The important thing to remember is that once you get validated with the Pinterest validator and say, okay, you can have rich pins, you only have to do that once. Okay. It's like a carte blanche license. Once your domain, say if you had tish.com, right, and you get approved for rich pins, you don't have to do it again for every single post you do. Once you've been approved once, that's it.
So once per domain.
Right. Now, in your Pinterest pins, to get more engagement, you simply got to go with use a call to action. You'll see it in the show notes there. The
I see that.
Deliverant blog has said you'll get 80% more engagement. And there's 9 proven ways to boost repins on Pinterest to increase sales and backed up by later.
That's terrific.
And that research was 2 months ago. So one of the things that I did from that 9 list was I took my top boards, and you can get your analytics from Pinterest if you've got a business account in analytics, not your personal Pinterest, but a business one. It'll say, oh, your top most active boards are blah, blah, blah. And I took the first, I think 13 to make the top 2 rows of my Pinterest account be built up with that. So now here's the question, and the people that are joined us in chat today, thank you so much. But think about this for a second. What percentage of Pinterest daily traffic comes from mobile devices? How many users are on mobile on their smartphone, their tablet, things you consider mobile devices? The answer is in the show notes, and you'll click on the link. It says percent of Pinterest daily traffic, and it comes from the website that gives it a value of 80%. So, using that recipe, if you know that 80% of the traffic going to your Pinterest boards is on mobile, let's say you're only doing half that good. Let's say you're doing 40% of your traffic is on mobile, and they click on one of your pins, and it goes to a web page, a landing page that's not mobile ready, they're gone. They're not going to stick around.
Yeah, point well made.
I would encourage you, and we talked about this before, get your site's landing pages, your blog, your website, all those things need to be mobile responsive ready. Have
For
you got
sure.
sound in the background? Have you got your TV on?
Oh, let me take a look.
I'm hearing a voice.
Okay.
And we won't charge extra for that, but but it's just happened to be there. So.
Okay, it's going down.
The shout outs, they're in the show notes. If you go to the GeierCookReport.podbean.com, and I'll have that graphic right down here, then look at that. And it's a shout out. Thank you to Fraser Ramsey at Edinburgh Dusters.
Always.
Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips and all the rest of the usual suspects.
Yes.
Thanks to the people at Fire Talk for extending our service. And on that note, I think that we've done the deed. Oh, we got to say, follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and take a look on Facebook for the
Friendship Chatting
group, because they're a great bunch of people.
Indeed.
On that note, I think I'm going to say have a good week. Happy Monday. Thanks to everyone that joined us today. And now I've got to grope for that mouse and simply say those famous magic words. It's a wrap.